From beanies to carry bags and from shoes to caps, browse our shop now at tntradio.live. Live from Houston and simulcasting on the Voice of Texas, AM 700 KSEV. This is the Chris Salcedo Show on today's News Talk Radio, TNT.
And hello, my friends. Welcome to Thursday on the Voice of Texas AM 700 KSEV. Those of you around the world on TNT Radio, tntradio.live. And those of you on the Rumble and Getter chats, good morning, one and all. We have a lot to talk about. Some of you are going to benefit from having some inside knowledge of what's happening in an alleged conservative state. Let me just say this for the record, that the state of Texas, our voters are majority conservative, our majority, dare I say, Republicans. Republicans who actually believe in the Republican planks, the Republican Party platform. The government of Texas has been infiltrated. The government of Texas has been infiltrated by people who couldn't get elected as Democrats, as Marxists, as socialists. So they have run as Republicans, but they don't govern like Republicans. They govern like totalitarians. They rule. They're, case in point, this last legislative session, for those of you who don't know, Texas has biannual gatherings of their legislature. It's not a full-time legislature. Unlike California, they don't get to suck the lifeblood out of a state by paying themselves and their staffs exorbitant dollar figures every day of the year, 24/7, 365. California, they burden their taxpayers with a legislature that's full-time, constantly passing laws to restrict their rights and liberties. And that's all they do out there in California. People's Republic of California is a dumpster fire. So there's wisdom, I think, in having a legislature that is forced, for the most part, to live in the world that it creates for the rest of us. That's what I think our problem in our federal legislature is. They sit up there in their high perches on Capitol Hill. Many of them forget about why they're there. And then they start passing these laws as if they're gods. Laws that do not benefit every American, but benefit this donor, benefit that donor. Was it here? Yeah, it must have been here yesterday. I said that we were talking about that tape from Project Veritas from BlackRock. There's a BlackRock gatekeeper who said, I can buy a senator for as little as 10 grand. Think about that. That's the caliber of politician we're putting in there. So anyway, that is where we are in these United States. And in the state of Texas, there's a battle going on right now. We have conservatives who believe in maintaining the Texas miracle. We have traditional Republicans who actually adhere to the Republican planks, which are conservative, who believe in preserving the Texas miracle. But we also have Marxist socialists who call themselves Republicans, who don't believe in freedom, who don't believe in liberty, who in fact made sure that communist China could continue to buy land in the United States, in Texas, compromising our food supply, spying on our military bases. There are individuals who call themselves Republicans who made sure that our communist enemy had a foothold here in the United States. In other words, they're traitors. And I'm having a damnable time getting anybody to tell me the name of the traitors, the names of the traitors. I'm going to try today. There is no reason There is no reason to give an enemy your land. And if there is a good reason, I haven't heard one. And if you're one of these, in my view, traitorous Republicans or one of their voters, or maybe one of the Democrats who put this idea in their head, maybe the Democrat here in Houston, what's his name, Wu, who fought like hell to make sure that communist China could get a foothold as a Democrat, maybe he can call up and tell me why China is his number one concern and not the United States of America and not Texas. Now, there could be one reason. Now, let me run this by you and you guys tell me what you think about this. One reason could be is that you may have business interests. And we talked about this with our guest yesterday, who Lighthizer, who was a trade representative, and I asked him if he thought American business people were patriotic, loved America, to which he responded no, because they don't have any devotion to country or to God or to anybody. And the only thing they worship is money. So could it be, back to the whole BlackRock thing, that our Texas officials are easy to buy off? You just grease their palms with a couple of grand and they change their vote to make sure that if some landowner in the state of Texas wants to sell for millions of dollars to communist China, they would be able to do so. I don't know. You guys, I've been noodling about this, and maybe it's all of the above. Maybe it's all of the above. But so we're gonna focus some of the program today on Texas. Now there's a lot going on the federal level. And before I get into that, though, I just came across a story before I got on. I've got to make mention of it. For those of you on the Getter and Rumble chats who enjoy the jukebox every Friday, every so often, did you guys hear about what happened to Madonna? First off, have you seen Madonna lately? Russell, I don't know if you've ever seen these people that get addicted to plastic surgery with collagen treatments and puffing up this and puffing up that, and then pretty soon they're unrecognizable. I mean, have you seen those types of people? A lot of these.
Yeah, I have.
These models.
Just like what Michael Jackson did to himself.
Well, yeah. Well, Michael Jackson had in vitiligo, right? That's skin disorder that was bleaching his skin.
Yeah, but he had all kinds of plastic surgery before he did that.
Oh yeah, well, his nose and all that kind of stuff. Oh yeah, absolutely. But there is one. I think it's a lady out there, and I remember seeing a before and after picture after all of these collagen treatments and all of this stuff, and they're just unrecognizable. And it's these individuals who made it big, and they just can't handle aging very well. I'm not happy about aging. I'm not happy about the gray hair I'm getting or any of that noise. But I mean, not the fact that I'm gonna go modify my face or something like that. I'm not happy with the bags that are coming up under the eyes and the wrinkles of the forehead. I'm not gonna go get plastic surgery to get it all corrected. I'm just not gonna do that. Although I do have a buddy who says, look, man, you got to take care of yourself. I'm like, well, yeah, I take care of myself. I use the sunscreen. I don't get out, you know, into the sun very often without any sun protection or a hat or something like that. I'm doing my best, but I'm not going to go get mountains and mountains of surgery. Anyway, so Madonna is unrecognizable. I mean, she looks like a freak. So she's on a tour, and they find her in her hotel room. Madonna, unresponsive. And she's hospitalized. She's got some sort of bacterial infection, but they couldn't get her to come around. So just for all of you Gen Xers out there who came up with Madonna, I mean, sign of the times, man. I caught a comedy routine, and it's kind of X-rated. It's a female comedian. She was talking about today's generation, and she was talking about, you know, the buttercups that make up the millennials and the Gen Z kids. And she says, no, we're not going to do any of this mamby-pamby. I'm not going to take you to a counseling session. You know why? Because I'm Gen X. And our generation, Gen X, the Reagan babies, I've often said this, we might be the ones, if we can just wrest control away from these 1960s pot-smoking, cocaine-snorting, plastic banana, what did Rush call them? Plastic banana, good time rock and rollers who run Congress. If we could just pry the power out of their hands, the Reagan babies might be able to stop the decline of the United States. So you guys may or may not have heard the big story yesterday. CNN rolled out this tape of President Donald J. Trump. And it was with a lot of fanfare, right? We had callers calling this program on Monday saying, you know, I'm tired of defending Trump after the tape was released. CBS News had to break the news. And you got to give Catherine Herridge, folks, is a real journalist. And she's the only thing CBS has going for it. The only journalistic legitimacy CBS has going for it. The only one. She reports that the recording that you all heard at CNN, this blockbuster recording, and the documents that were being referenced in said recording were not used in the falsely predicated indictment of President Trump. Let me say that again. The leaked audio and the reference to the documents, let me read from Newsmax. The air quotes, secret military plan that former President Trump appears to be demonstrating in a leaked audio recording to boast about keeping after he left office is not one of the documents included in his federal indictment, according to a report out of CBS News and Catherine Herridge. So let me get this straight. The tape, which is so damning, They couldn't use it to charge him with a crime because it's so damning. So why did it leak? Folks, sometimes I scare myself. What did I tell the caller on Monday? Those of you who are religious listeners to the Chris Salcedo Show, what did I tell the caller? I told the caller that you're supposed to be dispirited. You're supposed to want to abandon Trump. And it turns out it was all a ruse. The so-called bombshell audio had nothing to do with the falsely predicated indictment of President Trump. Folks, don't fall for it. You can't trust anything out of CNN or MSNBS or permanent Washington, the deep state, whatever you want to call it. You can't trust anything. I've got story after story after story on this today. By the way, somebody who should be impeached, who's deservedly earned impeachment. New information's coming out about that, and it has a lot to do with Hunter Biden, the cokehead. I'll give you all that coming up next. The Chris Salcedo Show, the voice of Texas, and TNT Radio.
TNT Radio's Kate Shimarani.
You can see just recently, Oscar Cabrera, 28 years old, a pro basketball player. So one could hypothesize he's in the best goddamn shape of his life. And he stated that he got sick because of that vaccine that was mandated for international travel. And he got myocarditis with it, 28 years old. Well, he went and had a stress test at a health center. That's where they put you on like a treadmill. And he died. He died. 28 years old. Now, this has made the mainstream media because he's well known. He's a professional sports player. What about all your Tom, Dick, and Harry or Harrietta out there that are dropping dead that we just get to hear about in our local papers, but unless we're really looking for them, we don't see it. So for all you doctors and nurses that are out there advocating this bioengineering, untested, unlicensed, uninsured, experimental bioengineering device to be injected into anybody, history teaches us justice will be done.
Kate Shimarani on TNT Radio. A better business tip from TNT Radio. News Talk Radio listeners are some of the most active and involved listeners of any format. TNT Radio listeners rely on TNT Radio often as their primary source of information. They trust TNT Radio and are highly engaged with the content. If you'd like more information about advertising on TNT Radio, simply fill out your details on our contact page and we'll be in touch. To find out more, go to tntradio.live.
There's something about living here. The skies that change right before your eyes. And people that look out for each other. A community that does its bit to plan and prepare to keep everyone safe. Because bushfire is just a part of life here. We've been through it before, and we'll get through it again. We live with bushfire, so we live bushfire ready.
This is the Chris Salcedo Show on today's News Talk Radio, TNT.
Glad you made it back, everybody, to the Chris Salcedo Show. This is your Radio Republic. Unlike your current government, your views are heard, listened to, and addressed right here on this program. If you have things to talk about in Texas, if you have things to talk about outside of Texas, I got somebody on the, was it the Getter or the Rumble chat, telling me that Wyoming has a situation as for years that's been just like Texas, where we have Democrats running as Republicans because they couldn't get elected as Democrats. And then they get into the legislature and they vote as Democrats. Does that not describe the lion's share of the leadership in the Texas House? Does that not describe them to a T? I had a conversation yesterday with a guy who's running to unseat Dade Phelan, who's the Speaker of the Texas House. And it's on the Salcedo Storm podcast. And I said to him, you know, if you're going to get up there, you've heard about the talk, haven't you? And he says, the talk, not the birds and the bees talk, the talk that the so-called Republicans give to conservatives when they get up there to the state house, which is abandon all of your values, abandon all the promises you made to your people. You're here in the Texas legislature now, and we make deals. We come across the aisle and we cater to Democrats. That's the talk. That's the agenda of the leadership of the Republican Party in the Texas House. We cave to Democrats. And I asked him, and you'll have to wait for the podcast to drop sometime next week. I asked him, if you get the talk, what's your response going to be? It's probably why I don't run for office, kids, because my response wouldn't be too polite. But that's what's going on here in Texas. The so-called Republicans rolling over for Marxists. And it's happening on Capitol Hill, too. This is coming out of Just the News. Pressure is growing on the judge to reject the Hunter Biden sweetheart plea deal amid evidence of DOJ interference. You guys, did I tell you about the story about this Antifa nut job out in Portland? This guy, who, by the way, was a child molester, had done time for molesting kids, stabbed a black man in 2020 in the back. He was a white Antifa deviant freak. And he stabbed a black conservative in the back. And you know what he got? Zero jail time. They called it an attempted assault. An attempted assault. So if you're a leftist, if you're a Democrat, you can stab a black man in the back as long as that black man's a conservative. And then they call that an attempted assault. No jail time, 3 years probation for stabbing a black man. Do you think a white conservative child molester would get that? There's no such thing as a conservative child molester. That's your bag on the left, isn't it? Yeah. So anyway, but just for argument's sake, do you think that he wouldn't get the, if he was a conservative, wouldn't get the book thrown at him? Of course. So this is the two-tier justice system, the sweetheart deals that are given to leftists. If you hate America, if you want to diddle children, if you want to stab conservatives in the back and get violent with conservatives, the Department of Injustice and the lawyers who now populate a lot of these DA's offices are going to go soft on you. I'm wondering what Kim Ogg would say to something like that. It sounds like something Lena Hidalgo here in Houston would push. Yep. You see a conservative Latino, a conservative black, stabbing them in the back. You know what? Literally stabbing them. That's the way to go. Get them back on the reservation. Teach them they should never have opposed left-wingers to begin with. And we're going to make sure they stay, that the person doing the stabbing, the white child molester, is kept out of jail. It's the Hunter Biden standard, folks. Well, anyway, pressure is growing on the judge to reject Hunter Biden's plea deal amid evidence of DOJ interference. Who's the DOJ? Well, that would be the puke. Merrick Garland, correct? You all know why I call that piece of degenerate pond scum a puke, right? Have you ever heard the guy talk? This is a guy that probably had his underwear pulled up around his head when he was a kid. And then when he got real power and authority, decided to make the world burn for it. If I were the judge on the Hunter Biden case, I would refuse to accept the plea bargain, said Democrat Alan Dershowitz. Alan Dershowitz, a long time, will never change parties, he told me, Democrat, says they've got to reject the plea deal because it was the proverbial fruit of the poisonous tree. Pressure is growing in congressional legal and media circles for the federal judge in the Hunter Biden case to reject a plea deal that would spare the first son from serving any prison time after evidence emerged from two IRS whistleblowers that a more serious criminal tax case was sabotaged by the Department of Injustice. Now, who did the sabotaging? The puke. The puke, Merrick Garland, who called parents terrorists, whose family members push critical race theory inside of GovEd and enrich themselves off of teaching white kids that they're inferior because of their skin, and teach black and brown kids to hate whites. The teaching of hatred, the puke, Merrick Garland profits off of. Him, that guy. This is from Jonathan Turley, one of the legal analysts over there at Fox. I recently wrote a column entitled, "Who is Lying, Merrick Garland or the Whistleblowers?" After the allegations of IRS whistleblowers and the categorical denial of Attorney General Merrick Garland on the Hunter Biden investigation, I noted that it would not be a difficult question to answer given the highly specific amount of whistleblowers of meetings, including witnesses. Now the New York Times. Listen to me, folks. Listen to this. Now the New York Times, the left-wing, biased New York Times, has confirmed one of the key allegations. While the newspaper buried the major fact in the 21st paragraph of the story, it confirmed that U.S. Attorney David Weiss did attempt to bring additional charges in the People's Republic of California and in Washington, D.C., against the cokehead, Hunter Biden, but was blocked. Who blocked it? That would be Merrick Garland, the puke, the failed Supreme Court nominee, Merrick Garland. Now, that in and of itself isn't the crime. The crime is the puke got before Congress under oath and swore under oath that he would not get in the way of Mr. Weiss's investigation, that he would not stand in the way, but he did. Many have observed that the placement of the disclosure in the Times is a classic example of burying the lead. If this were Bill Barr, the confirmation of the story would have been a banner headline. Instead, the confirmation is found with all the baggage in baggage car 21 down the train. Quote, but in mid-2022, Mr. Weiss reached out to top federal prosecutors in Washington, Matthew Graves, to ask his office to pursue charges and was rebuffed, according to Mr. Shapley's testimony. Shapley is the whistleblower. A similar request to prosecutors in the Central District of California, which includes Los Angeles, was also rejected, Mr. Shapley testified. A second former IRS official who has not been identified told House Republicans the same story. That episode was confirmed independently to the New York Times by a person with knowledge of the situation. Now, what has been Kevin McCarthy's response to this? Kevin McCarthy says, well, this will be a cog. This will be an important contribution. This will be one more bit of evidence in us possibly looking into perhaps maybe one day down the road, we're going to fight one day impeaching Merrick Garland. We'll think about it. We'll think about it. And as I said to a sitting congressman the other day, you know, when the chief law enforcement official in the country lies under oath, I think that's an automatic disqualifier. Isn't it? So one might want to ask Republicans, air quotes, Republicans. So let me get this straight. You, after enduring two falsely predicated impeachments of your president, after enduring all of that, all the lies that were proven to be lies made up about President Trump, let me get this straight. You actually get confirmation of actual crimes by Democrats, and you're going to think about impeaching? Really? Actual criminal activity by Democrats, and you're going to think about possibly pulling the trigger someday down the road, maybe, kind of, sort of, maybe, wow. And you wonder why I don't donate to the Republican Party anymore. You think that's bad? Oh, you think that's bad? Wait until you hear what I tell you next. Wait until I tell you about what happened in Orange County, Texas. Now, I'll set it up this way. Orange County, remember I've been on Republican chairs for being a bunch of valueless hacks who have no, most of them, have no constitutional compass, no love of country. They only love their cocktail parties they get to go to with John Cornyn. Remember I told you that about them? Lo and behold, your liberty-loving Latino has proven right again. I'll give you that information coming up next. The Chris Salcedo Show, the voice of Texas in TNT Radio.
We're ready.
News. The news
is our business, and we never close.
TNT Radio News.
Matt Boylan here with a look at your TNT headlines. It's been revealed the Australian government has excluded itself from its own controversial misinformation laws. Rage has returned to the streets of Paris after a 17-year-old delivery driver was shot and killed by police during a traffic stop earlier this week. And Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is refusing to give up power, with the curtain due to close on his reign within months, calling off elections until the war is over.
Thanks for listening to us. Now we want to listen to you. Our lines are open from the U.S. and Canada. Call 1-888-201-6425. From the U.K., call 033-0024-1026. And from Australia and New Zealand, call 1-800-670-310. Free speech is alive and well on today's News Talk, TNT Radio.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
Just a little heads up before something bad happens.
Move your coffee cup away from your computer.
Oh, no.
So you can have more control.
Stop. You're texting your boss by mistake.
Uh-oh. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org.
Warning, the cap is loose on that ketchup.
Ugh. Don't wait. You have the power to change the outcome. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its pre-diabetes awareness partners.
It's not just a music box. It's a ballerina's castle. It's a place to keep special things. It's noticing the letter. It's hearing it's for her mom. It's the moment you realize a 10-year-old girl has come to terms with her terminal illness. It's telling her how brave she is. It's agreeing to pass the letter on after she's gone. It's not just a music box. It's one of the most important tools we use. Social work with children and families is changing. Join us. Call 0300 123 1220 or search Be The Difference.
When you're high, you feel different. Pretty obvious, right? You think different, talk different, but if you feel different, you drive different. So if you're high, just don't drive. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
This is the Chris Salcedo Show on today's News Talk Radio, TNT.
Glad you made it back, everybody, the Chris Salcedo Show. Our telephone number is 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. Let me tell you how worthless the Republican Party is. Now, I sent this out to Scott Hommel, who is one of the chairmen that we can be proud of inside of one of the Republican parties in, where is he, Lamar County? And this was sent to me yesterday out of Orange County, the Republican Party there. I'm trying to get it to come up so I can read it for you guys on the iPhone here. This is dated 6/28/23. Now, I want you all to listen to this. This is all the rules were followed. All of the Republican rules were followed. And they were ignored to protect individuals who cave to leftists, to socialists, to anti-American freaks. I want you to listen. We are deeply disappointed that after following the correct RPT rules, that's Republican Party of Texas rules, to censure Dade Phelan, that is the Speaker of the Texas House, and having over the needed two-thirds vote to successfully censure Phelan for appointing Democrat chairs and working against the Republican principles at every level, we are not even allowed to vote. Let that sink in for a minute. They weren't even allowed to vote. They did everything right. They followed the law, the bylaws, the rules. They followed everything. A motion was made and seconded. Still, the chairman would not allow a vote. It was against party bylaws. It was against Robert's Rules of Order and the majority of the Republican Party of Orange County, Texas. We currently have a total of 20 precinct chairs in the Orange County Republican Party, respectfully, and then it's all signed by these chairs. So I have been long complaining, folks, about the Harris County Republican Party doing nothing about John Cornyn, who has betrayed the Republican Party platform. Apparently, you get to do that. Apparently, see, and this is, so I asked my guest yesterday, who is running against Dade Phelan, Dave Covey, I asked him, what incentive would there be for anybody to donate to a political party that says, oh, when we need to protect our well-connected folks who betray the voters, we're just going to abandon the rules, but keep sending us your money? I would say, if you're in Orange County, Texas, you'd be a fool to give over any money to that Republican Party with that chairman there. That, folks, they did everything right. They did it, but the chairman just simply refused to allow the vote. Why? Because all it took was one guy to be bought off. One guy. And the will of the majority is thwarted. There's a word for that. Communism. Collectivism. That's all it takes. As long as the elite are happy, screw the majority. That's not a conservative value. That's not a Republican value. But that's exactly what they're doing. Frankly, folks, every chair I should say almost every chair around Texas is doing something similar, sitting on their asses. They don't care whether John Cornyn or Speaker Phelan adhere to the Republican Party planks. They don't care as long as the cocktail party invitations come in. Why would you donate to a party like that? Why would you do that? Why would you finance a party like that that says, we'll take your money, but screw your opinion. Screw your will. We don't care about what you think. And then it occurred to me. The Republican Party is a private organization. The Republican Party is a corporation. They really don't answer to you. So why would you continue to fund an organization that doesn't give a rip what you say? Now, Matt Rinaldi, who is the chairman of the Republican Party of Texas, he does listen to the grassroots. He does listen to we the people, the majority of the people of Texas. And that's why he's at loggerheads with all of these people inside the Texas legislature who call themselves Republicans, who say our number one job is to kiss the ass of every Democrat we find. So I think, my friends, you've got to be a little more discerning. There's no team anymore. Actually, that's wrong. We were suffering under the illusion that there were two teams, Republican versus Democrat. That's not the game. That's not who the teams are anymore. Okay? The teams that are at play right now is we the people versus the totalitarian, I can't call them leaders, politicians. And there are some politicians who are among we the people, right? Those are the ones we call conservatives, constitutional conservatives. Then there's the majority of them, in particular in the Texas State House, but I think the same can be said up on Capitol Hill, that there's a majority of them who are the elites, who are against our people. And they finance their Gestapos inside of the DOJ, inside of the FBI, inside of the CIA. They finance all this stuff to keep the people in line. Oh, by the way, and they take your money to do it. Now, at this point, there's not much we can do about the taxes, is there? Because as we've outlined, not even President Trump gave a damn about all the money that the government was spending and borrowing to spend. So the only people that cared about that were the Republicans, many of them now have now retired, who gave us the 2017 tax relief, but it didn't stop the government from borrowing. They just borrowed more. If we cut back their budget, they just borrowed more. So we can't do much about that. But with whatever money you've got left in your pockets, wouldn't you be stupid to voluntarily give that money over to a Republican Party, either in Harris County or in Orange County or in Tarrant County or in Dallas County, to give it to a Republican Party that says, if you people get too rowdy, if you precinct chairs get too rowdy and you start talking about this word called accountability and you start holding us to a standard, we're just going to ignore the rules. You start holding us to our word, we're going to ignore the rules. Why would you do that? And why aren't the people in Orange County, Texas, up in arms about this? And I can tell you why. Many of them just don't know or just don't care. And that's how we get a government in the State House and a government on Capitol Hill that can run roughshod over our rights and over our people. It's because not enough of us care. Where are you? Where are you in all this? Telephone number is 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. Some news of the China spy balloon. The Wall Street Journal coming out with some exclusive reporting. I don't know that I believe it. Not that this isn't, look, I have my issues with the Wall Street Journal. Their reporting on things like this isn't one of them. I'm just saying I don't believe their sources. I'll tell you what the revelations are about the comet, a spy balloon that Beijing Biden allowed to just float on over the United States. Oh, and there's new information about His Eminence, Dr. Fauci. We have another whistleblower coming out telling us what Fauci did. I'll be right back. The Chris Salcedo Show, The Voice of Texas, and TNT Radio.
Your doctor will treat the climate first, and you will be happy. Oh, yes, the American Cancer Society is fretting over the carbon footprint of cancer care.
From Washington, D.C., this is the Morano Minute with your host, TNT Radio's Mark Morano.
The new effort to turn hospitals and healthcare into climate change fighting machines has put Earth sustainability over patient welfare. The American Cancer Society is now fretting over the carbon footprint of cancer care. Quote, the energy expenditure associating with operating cancer treatment facilities contributes significantly to greenhouse gas emissions. Cancer treatment facilities are now in a process to achieve, quote, carbon neutrality. Here's a question for the American Cancer Society. If you need cancer treatment, would you go to a cancer treatment center that worried about its carbon footprint, or one that was worried about delivering the best possible modern care? Well, guess what? The Cancer Society may get its wish. In June of 2023, cancer care is critically affected by USA drug shortages. Maybe if they weren't worrying about their carbon footprint, they could have instead worried about the supply of cancer treatments. But don't worry. In Great Reset Agenda fashion, the FDA is now allowing imports of cancer drugs from China amid the cancer treatment shortage. So once again, the United States depending more on China because our insane policies have kept our eye off the ball. This is Mark Morano for the Morano Minute on TNT Radio.
Challenging the consensus and debunking the narrative. This is Viewpoint.
Several Soros-backed DAs are facing recall petitions, including George Gascon, DA of crime-riddled Los Angeles, and Pariza Degani-Tafti from Arlington County and City Falls of Church, Virginia. Steve DeSano of Fairfax County, Virginia, elected in 2019, endorsed a progressive platform typical of the left-wing DA faction, making official policy not to prosecute more than 20 different crimes, including shoplifting for goods under $1,000, prostitution, and indecent exposure. Loudoun County District Attorney Bhuta Bibaraj, who championed anti-incarceration, made headlines for personally seeking jail time for Scott Smith, a father who was arrested for misdemeanor disorderly conduct at Loudoun County School Board meeting while protesting the school board's cover-up of his 14-year-old daughter's rape in a school bathroom. Bibaraj is now facing a recall petition.
We believe in patriotism. We believe in our country. For 100 years, veterans have been impacting our nation through the American Legion. Learn more at legion.org/we believe.
This is the Chris Salcedo Show on today's News Talk Radio, TNT.
And I think on this issue, it's really important to also just remember, you don't have to abandon your faith or your deeply held beliefs to agree that the government should not be telling a woman what to do.
Okay, that's the border czar, the failed border czar, Kamala Harris. And we know that the pronouncer on her name isn't racist because Stevie Wonder called her that. Kamala Harris, ladies and gentlemen, saying that abortion, you don't have to abandon your faith to support abortion, which, yes, is exactly what you do. If you call yourself a Christian or a Muslim or a Jew and you support abortion, you are abandoning your faith. So the Republicans look at this nutbag, this completely intellectually bereft idiot, and they're intimidated. Mitch McConnell is intimidated by this.
And I think on this issue, it's really important to also just remember, you don't have to abandon your faith or your deeply held beliefs to agree that the government should not be telling a woman what to do.
So, and then John Cornyn goes and sucks his thumb in a corner in her august presence. It's the damnedest thing I've ever seen. These mental midgets intimidate the Republican Party leadership in such a way to where they just cave. They fold like cheap tents. If they were even ever arrayed toward opposing Democrats to begin with. And I think the jury is back in on guys like Romney, guys like Mitch McConnell, guys like John Cornyn. They don't want to oppose Democrats. They just want to get along with Democrats. And I think that's a problem when you run as a Republican and you're supposed to say, well, we are the alternative to Democrats. Well, how can you be the alternative when you find every excuse to cave into them? Whether it be taking away our Second Amendment rights, John Cornyn, whether it be opening up our borders to an invasion, John Cornyn. And then where are your Republican Party chairmen? When, folks, the Republican Party of Texas in the House of Representatives in Texas, there was a bill that was before them. Lois Kolkhorst of the Senate, conservative bill to deny Communist China the ability to buy land in the state of Texas. And what did the House do? They killed it. They fought for Communist China. Let me ask you a question. If Republicans, and I'm going to try to get the name today, or names of those Republicans who killed that bill, can we call them traitors? Credibly to the United States? If you fight to allow communists to continue to have a foothold to jeopardize our food supply and to spy on our people and our military installations, if you facilitate that, if you thwart efforts to stop that, aren't you an agent of the other side? Aren't you playing for the other team? Is that too strong? I'm asking you, is that too strong of me to call the Republicans in the State House who killed that common sense bill traitors? Is it too strong? Chinese balloon that Beijing Biden allowed to survey our country for an entire week before shooting it down over the water so we could have a hard time recovering it. The China spy balloon used American technology to spy on Americans. This is the Wall Street Journal reporting. Preliminary U.S. findings show the craft collected photos and videos, but didn't appear to transmit them, officials say. Officials. The very same officials who allowed the damn thing, by the way, to refresh everybody's memory. The China spy balloon was detected rising up out of China. That's when we first saw it. And we saw it move past the Aleutian Islands. We could have taken it down the minute it entered our airspace, but we didn't. But we didn't. We could have taken it down controlled. Colonel Tony Schaefer came on this program, said we've been doing wonderful research with airborne lasers. And we could have put several fine holes in that balloon with aircraft and would have allowed it to come down nice and gently, nice and controlled, and we could have captured the whole damn thing. But we didn't. And why didn't we? Because Beijing didn't want it stopped. So they called up their friend, Joe Biden. They called up their 65 Democrat friends in the Congress, and they made sure that those who are inside of our government right now, running our government now, that are loyal to China rather than loyal to America, made sure they didn't stop that damn balloon. China's balloon floated over the U.S. earlier this year, was loaded with American-made equipment that helped it collect photos, videos, and other information. But they said that it wasn't transmitted. So it gathered all of this information, but we're supposed to believe the government that's been lying to us at every turn that it didn't send any of this information to the communist Chinese. We're supposed to believe that. Do you? I don't. No way in hell do I believe it. No, this government has been arrayed to lying to us for so long. I don't believe any of it. Now, something occurs to me before I get to the Dr. Fauci story. Let me ask all of you, because I've been painting in very stark terms the idea that there really is no choice as far as the political parties are concerned here in the United States. Dean Cain, who is, you guys may know, former football player. Russell, do you remember who he played for? Did he play for the Bills? Did Dean Cain, wasn't he a defensive end for the Buffalo Bills? I think he was. Who became an actor. He became Superman and Lois and Clark, The Adventures of Lois and Clark. I think it was an ABC program. Dean Cain's an actor, and he is the latest in a string of actors. Even the guy who plays Thor, Chris Hemsworth. Or is that his brother? I can never keep them straight. Because there's two Hemsworths. One is, I think Chris is Thor, I'm not sure. Anyway, several actors are abandoning the People's Republic of California. Dean Cain said, no matter how I voted, the result was the same. If the Republican won, my life didn't get any better. The rights were still taken away. If a Democrat won, the same thing. Didn't matter. So they're fleeing California. Now, where are they fleeing to? Places like Texas. Joe Rogan came to Texas. He said Joe Rogan said, I'm a flaming liberal on many issues, but I came to Texas. Why? Because I want to be free, he said. And then he comes to Texas, and then you get a Texas state house that is taken right out of California with their value set. This last legislative session was a disgrace from the Texas House. You've got Governor Greg Abbott calling special session after special session after special session because these people who call themselves Republicans inside the Texas House don't believe in doing any work for a living that doesn't advance the Democrat socialist agenda. So how many of you were discouraged by what you're hearing? How many of you say, wow, well, it's over? Well, you shouldn't. You should take a more active role. If your county chair doesn't hold John Cornyn accountable, time to get rid of that county chair. Time for everybody within the sound of my voice to call up their county chairs and say, all the money stops until you get rid of that stupid chairman. All the money stops. No more. Done. Finito. I don't pay for Democrat incompetence. I don't pay for Republicans to cave the Democrats. I would be stupid to part with my discretionary money that isn't confiscated by the government to an ineffective political party. I'd be stupid. And I don't support a Republican Party whose main mission is to cave the Democrats. I don't support a Republican Party for that. You've got to get involved. You can't be discouraged, or else the uniparty wins. Else you get stories like this. A researcher at the Wuhan Institute of Virology claimed that China deliberately developed the China virus as a bioweapon, writes the Washington Free Beacon. Researcher Chao Xiao said during an interview with a reporter and activist Jennifer Zhang this week that his fellow lab researchers were given different strains of the coronavirus and asked to determine which is most effective for spreading across various species. Xiao further claimed that the whereabouts of several of his colleagues could not be determined during the 2019 Military World Games in Wuhan, and that some of them were sent to hotels where international athletes were living to check the health or hygiene conditions. Now, why would they do that? Oh, they would send those operatives to the I think we're stupid for ever holding any Olympic Games or any type of competition in China ever again in the future. You'd be silly to set foot as a free person in China. But they sent them there to scope it out. How easy would it be to infect all the athletes and send them back home with a disease? Xiao said he thinks his colleagues were sent to the hotels to spread the China virus. Wow. He also confirmed that His Eminence Dr. Fauci did in fact fund the Wuhan lab. Knowingly fund the Wuhan lab. All right, folks, our focus on Texas expands next on The Voice of Texas and TNT Radio.